This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to Wahine Atua, a space made for and by women in Taranaki. Whether you're tuning in at home, work, or with a cuppa in hand, you're in great company. Join us now for chats, laughter, real korero, and a whole lot of wahine power. It's Wahine Atua, on now here at Access Radio Taranaki.
Welcome along to Wahine Atua for this week, and with me I have Crystal and Fee. Nice for you to join me, ladies.
Hiya.
A bit of a disclaimer probably with what our topic's going to be tonight, and I guess I can say is that take everything with a grain of salt. We are not experts in this field. These are just our opinions. Wouldn't you agree with that? And Crystal's just going to add her 5 cents worth in when she wants to, because she's not in this situation, lucky cow.
I'm just an innocent bystander. I've been married for nearly 15 years. So.
Yeah. So in case you haven't guessed it, we're talking about dating when you're over 40. And I've been single. It's quite funny, like, for me, like, I've been single now. And I actually got a bit of a shock the other day. I thought, holy shit, like, when did I split up with the ex? And then I realised, first of all, I've become a born-again virgin. And then you sort of think, oh my God, has it been that long? Like, it's been, and I tried to think about it, and I thought it was when my one girl was at high school, had just started high school. That was the oldest one, and the youngest one was just about to start high school. So they're now 27 and 28.
Wow.
And
wow.
I thought, yeah.
So that's a decade at least.
It's more than a decade. It's close, it's a decade and a half.
Now let's just say a decade, you know.
Yeah. And it was a bit daunting, because I can remember having a friend who'd been single for like 15 years, and a male friend who we broke the drought, I must admit. This is years ago when I'd split from my kid's dad, and he'd been single for like 15 years, and I remember thinking, how can you not have sex, or how can you not, like, not have somebody to scratch your back or have a partner? How can you not do it? I remember thinking it was really odd, and now I've freaking done it, you know. And it's it's actually quite crazy. And it, yeah, on the other side of the spectrum, we have Fee.
Oh no, it's been
on the other side.
that's not very nice.
You're almost
2 years since my last serious relationship ended.
Yeah,
obviously, in my life, I mean, I've been married and divorced and married and widowed, so mm-hmm. you know, that sort of changed things. And you know, I was young and foolish and searching for the one, until I realized that I am the one. And that changes your perspective, I think, as you get older with dating. I think, to be fair, like, when you're younger, it's like you want to be, have someone to complete you, or you know, all those the fairy tale that we're sold. And then when you're older, you're like, actually, I'm okay by myself. I'm pretty awesome. I'm independent on this. But there are things that would be nice to share. Like, it used to be getting someone to mow my lawns, but I got a ride-on lawnmower, so I don't even need a man for that anymore. but there are things, you know, like going out with your girlfriends and or male friends is great. But a partner, there is, and it's not sex. It's not like, you know, people think,
it's
actually not. It's that intimacy of companionship. And, you know, and humans are pack animals. Like, we need touch. And, you know, and I'm sure everyone will go, oh, yeah, oh, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And it's not that. It's
just like
a hug or someone to come home to occasionally and vent about life or to share an experience with. So yeah, it is interesting. And I think as we get older, we become more independent, the woman. This is just my opinion, obviously. But men seem to become more dependent. So you've got women who are very independent and not needing as much from others, whereas men, I've noticed, seem to, as they get older, need to more.
Do you think one thing I have noticed when I've talked to friends, and including male friends, who I've considered taking it further and going down from being just a friend and taking it further, and then, do you know what the biggest turn off has been for me, is when they've said to me, Oh, I'll be able to help you do stuff. I'll be able to help you. And I've got, well, actually, I don't know whether I need that. I don't know whether I do. And almost like, I don't ever want to lose my independence.
No.
Ever want to do that, which is what you're talking about. But I miss the company of being able to share my life with somebody. But there's so much I don't miss. But I think it's that whole thing of want versus need. Like when you're young,
Yeah.
you isn't that, and you do think you need that. And we've all got daughters, all three of us, and you look at your daughters and I think when that, like, they've been like my girls, thank God they've learnt by my mistakes, which has been great. And there's been a few. They
Not
have learned.
mistakes, they're just steep learning curves.
Yeah, there's been a few. And they have learned. And the youngest one has only ever had her one boyfriend, and she's with him, and he's the loveliest guy, and they live together now, and they've been together for a little while, and I don't see them ever faltering and splitting up because they're such solid couple. And the oldest one, they've been together for years, and they've now got two children and own their own home, and they're quite settled. But it's really interesting to hear when they start saying things about men who they know or have met, and their opinions on other women who are younger in their 20s and approaching their 30s being single. And some of them have got female friends who they've split up with their partners. And these girls are only 28, 29, and they think their whole life is just ending, because but then on the other spectrum, you've also got this group of young women who are incredibly empowered to know that life does go on and that doesn't define them, that relationship doesn't define them. And I think that's fantastic. I do believe, like you, Fee, I think men have become, particularly, you're a bit younger than us, Crystal, but men over 55 are quite needy.
Yeah,
Yeah, they're single.
even in a marriage,
They're needy to sit down and do nothing most of the time.
it's well, like even in marriage, I think like it's really important for you to still have your independence and know who you are and be your own person. And if your person or your partner is not able to grow with you through that, then there are some serious conversations to be had, right? Like, yeah, I don't want to be one and the same person in a marriage. And I've also been very clear with my husband as well. Like, I don't need you. I want you in my life. And like some people think that's really horrible, but I
No,
think
I
it's
think it's a great place.
I
The
think it's
best way to
great.
be. Like,
Yeah.
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 So, sorry,
Sorry,
carry
Faye.
on.
No, sorry, Faye. I was going to move us on. Go for it, love.
I was going to say, the thing is as well, like dating after 40, it's quite difficult. Like if you've got friends who are like married, then they don't really want you to come along because you might
No.
steal their husband or
No.
it's
You do. That's so
hilarious.
true.
No, it's all right, Crystal, you're okay. I'm not going to steal them.
And it's
Don't
even worse
mind.
when you lose weight and you change your image after a relationship ending, and then they really think you're only there to steal their husbands. I've heard that
Yeah,
happen.
it's
Wow,
like, well,
really?
yeah, it's quite interesting. It's like, oh, you must be, and it's like, it's just not like that. But then, where do you meet people? I
Well,
mean,
that's
that's.
it. That was going to be my question. Where do you meet people? What do you do? Like, I mean, obviously, we've all teased and I've joked about Tinder with Murray Chong, and I'm going to give him a plug again. He's really going to hate me. But, like, you look at, I mean, in all honesty, I hopped on there, as you ladies both know, I hopped and tried it. And every time I had a look, it was, you've run out of people in your search area. I was swiping left that many times, I couldn't find anybody that I swiped
Just
right
about
on.
got carpal tunnel from
I
so
did.
trying
Like, it was
to.
like, no. And I didn't give a shit what they look like. It's
Okay, I'm really gonna show how naive I am here. What way do you swipe when you
left
don't
if you
like them?
don't
Left
like.
if you don't want them.
Yeah.
Sorry, you
Right if
swipe
you.
left out, right in.
Okay.
And I was leaving them all out.
Yeah.
No, and the other thing which gets me, what is the men's fixation with bloody fish? I'm sorry. Every photo either is incredibly old, and the funny thing about it is they accuse women of doing that. Like, I've heard, and being obviously in media, I've heard of numerous women being accused. Oh, your photo must be 10 years old, and oh, you don't look like the person who I thought you would be like. I'm like, a lot of these people on there, men who I know. I do know them, and there's a lot of professional people on there, who I'm going, you don't look like that. I've never seen you look like that. And why have you got a fish in your hand?
I know the fish is just a crack up, isn't it? Like, look at me, I can provide. No, it just means that
They like fishing? No.
it's maybe how often they get photos taken. And that's the other thing. I do love, and this is sarcastic, the very nice lying back on their bed and the photo of them without their shirt on, which is quite nice. And I never want to see those again. But you have to laugh though. I mean, you've got to give them some of the guys a few points for trying. You know, you say, "Hi, how are you?" You think you might have a general conversation, and they're like, "Oh, hi. Here's a picture of my dick." I know.
Oh, what's with that?
Really?
Yes, they do. What's
Yes.
with that? Do they think it's attractive looking? Because I don't think penis is a very attractive looking.
What do they expect to get? Like, I really want to know. What do they expect to get out of that?
Don't know.
Let me jump on it.
They get their own job. No, well, like someone said to me, you know, what do you want me to do? Print it off and roll it up? You know.
I just blows my mind. I don't know what it is. And the other thing which gets me is how many men are on there. I hate to say it. Sorry to put a damper on it, but men who are in relationships looking for a bit on the side. That's the other thing which really surprises me. And you only have to go then onto Facebook to, are we dating the same man in Taranaki? And a lot of people post on there, do you know, have you got, I think the term is, have you got any tea? I'm really sounding my age. I think it's called tea
Yeah.
about this person. And that many people go, oh, no, he's got married, he's got three kids, or he's married and he's got this, or he's married and he's got that. And I'm like, holy shit, has it opened up this whole world of accessible infidelity, I guess you could say. But
Yeah.
where do you meet them? Like, I know a lot of people have had great successful relationships on Tinder. There's
And yep.
what's the there's another one which is meant to be like a friendship site, and I've heard that women get to pick.
Bumble.
Is it Bumble? Yeah, I've heard
Yeah.
that that's quite good for friendships because I'm, in all honesty, I'd be quite happy with a friend. I don't need to sleep with them. I don't know. And just a friend would be quite nice.
But it is interesting, like because on all these sites they have like you can say what you're looking for. I just wish people, male and female, were honest. You know, there's nothing wrong with someone at any age if all they want is a casual relationship. Say so. Be honest
We're
about it.
adults,
Don't
right?
say, yeah, don't say, oh, I'm looking for long-term monogamy, when they're absolutely not.
And then they send you a message with their dick.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. Or they have in their profile, yeah, I want long-term monogamy, and it's a naked shot of them, you know, almost showing all their bits in a mirror. Well, if I want to get into a monogamous relationship with someone, I'd like to think that not everyone has seen the presents.
I feel like, you know, are we
True.
dating the same guy, you know, that group or whatever? I feel like there almost needs to be like a collage of all of
I
the
agree.
people have been sent.
Mind-boggling. There's also, and I know it's, and it's been quite interesting because I've done a little bit of, I was going to say put the feelers out there, but that sounds really bad when we're talking about this conversation. But I have literally done that with asking people about their experiences, and that's on NZ Dating. And
Yeah.
some people I know who I've met are on there, and then they've been on there for like some of them 15, you know, years. They've been on there 20 years nearly, and they do it just to stay in touch with friends. They're quite clear that they're on there just to stay in touch with friends, but not
And
looking
that's
for.
fine, it's honest.
Absolutely. That's what I think too. But it's, I said to them how have they found it, and it's the same story, just the same record, just different day being played again. And that's the penis shots, the hookups, the you know. And the other thing which gets me too is how many, like, I don't know whether this has happened to you at all, but when you get friend requests on Facebook, like I've
Oh, yes.
recently had friend requests on Facebook. Now you go through those stages where you get all those ones in America, and the American single man, and he's got four friends, and I know it's a scam immediately. Like you get all of those, but I've had ones recently which has actually been a little bit like it gives me the icks, really.
The ones in the 20s give me the icks.
Oh,
The
these
very
are the
young
ones
guys. There's
I've
a
had
lot
one
of those.
recently.
And they literally go through and look at your profile pictures and then friend you like, oh, hey, you're sexy, or you're hot, or you're this, or you're that. And I'm like, you know, I've got clothes that are older than you.
You
You
would do too.
But you know, I don't understand why would I like I find it quite daunting that a man who's the same age as me, I don't know him, I've never met him, lives in New Plymouth, sent me a friend request or sent and then sent me a message and I
At
got
least he sent a
it.
message.
Yeah, he sent a message and he was like, "Hi, how are you?" And then I looked like you do the stalkery, check his Facebook profile out and see who he is.
In
Not
case
my
you have
cup of
met him.
tea. Yeah, not my cup of tea, but he did know a lot of people who I knew. And I thought, oh, well, obviously that's how he's found me through me commenting on a friend's page. And I know I've spoken to you guys about it, but I'm like, who the hell is he? And then all of a sudden it's he knew where I was living and he like it's oh, you're like I and it makes you know my page is private and only my friends can see where I work on there. And only like I don't have it, it's not available for public. I don't put photos up that the public can see. They can't go on. And I haven't had that, like you were saying, Fee, with them once they just see your photos and send you a message. They can't do that on mine. And then I sort of think, oh God, and I just don't know. They've got boys' bits, put it that way, you know, to actually take the effort to go and do that. But it just, yeah, worries me. Because I don't think now, I mean, back when I was young, you met people at the pub.
Yep. Or you went to a party
Yeah.
and it was like your friend's brother's sister's uncle's friend or something, and it was someone. But as you get older, that group is actually gets smaller and smaller. Because someone said to me, "Oh, why have you bothered looking on the apps?" I said, "You tell me where will I meet a nice person, someone who's intelligent, someone who I don't have to support, because I'm a mother too. I have a child. I don't need any more." Someone that's and emotionally mature, financially independent. You'd think I was searching for a bloody unicorn. And they said, "Oh, well, your standards are too high." I'm like, "Oh, God forbid."
But what are you meant to do? What are you meant to do? I think I've like for me, I've come to the conclusion that actually if it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen. I'm not gonna go look in. And I just can't be bloody I can't be bothered. I just can't be bothered with the shit that goes with it. I just can't be bothered. Great to have a few male friends to go out and drag them along to things when I need a male partner to go along to events with. I do that, and that's great to have those male friends who do that, but there's nothing in it, and never, ever, ever in a million years ever would be.
Man, there's a whole lot of guys out there that are going, "Oh, damn."
Hardly. But it is interesting. Yeah, it's certainly interesting, and I do wonder where you're meant to meet them.
I
Where.
say, "Oh, join a sport or do an activity." What? Am I going to go and suddenly start playing darts or rugby?
Well, I had a friend of mine down in Nelson who reckons you had rules that you could have rules to attract a man. And that was basically that you had to, it was really funny actually. It was over a few bottles of wine and we got quite drunk and started talking. It was when my marriage had ended, Bill's dad. And we sat there talking about contemplating life. And she said, "What you need to do, Tracy, you need to learn how to play rugby. You need to understand how the game rugby is played. You need to know," this is when we're living in South Island. And she said, "You've got to know, you've got to be able to talk about the game that was on. Even if you don't freaking understand it, you've got to be able to talk about it so that they think you can at least have a conversation with them something that they're interested in." And I was like,
Does it have to be about
I don't know. That's what I think. I was like, oh, I don't want to learn about rugby. I'm not interested in rugby. I'm not interested in rugby. Why should I have to change for that? And I didn't. But she's done that. And funnily enough, she did have a long-term relationship and now single again. And it's like,
Because she stopped watching rugby.
busted on.
Put the nipple on.
Changed team. Literally. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's bizarre.
But you have to be genuine. But I mean, like it might sound like we're bagging men, but I mean, there's a lot of women that aren't very genuine on those
No.
sites as
Yeah.
well. Because I had a friend who was like, says, "Oh, have a look," because I helped them rewrite their profile because seriously, it was awful. The photos up the nostrils and that sort of stuff. And showed me some of the females, and they were so filtered. It's like if they went missing, they would never be able to find them from those photos. And I've got other friends who've said that they've gone, to a first meet and walked past the date because
Wow.
they don't look like them. And it's like, why? Why lie in the beginning, because you're going to notice. You go to meet them, and it's like, and you feel, I don't know, ripped off, I suppose, because you've invested time, talking to someone, and that's male or female. Like, just, so, we're getting older, and we look older. We don't
Yes, we
look like we did
do.
when we were 20, thank God. But hopefully, there's more substance. I mean, these apps are obviously initially about the visual,
Oh, it is. And
because.
now, how many times do you get a message from Joe Bloggs or whatever his name happens to be, or Sunset Walks or whatever the hell they call themselves, and they send you a message and go, "You look hot," or you're like you were saying with those young ones. And I sit back and I think, if you want to get them a knickers, mate, that's not the way. Like, it's
No.
not ever gonna. You've just absolutely the legs are shut, crossed, and now I've got a padlock going around them because you've just completely turned me off. Whereas if you say something to me that's gets me to use my brain or shows me that you've got a brain, then I'm far more intrigued and likely to go on a second date with you or likely to pursue a relationship, whatever.
Yeah.
You
Have a
know, like I,
conversation like a
yeah.
grown up.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand why they think a lot of men still think that that's the, to comment about a woman's appearance is what is going to make them
But that's because they're
score.
very visual, like
Yeah.
that's why they send pictures of all their bits, like because they're very proud of them. But I do give them tips on the lighting, I think that's quite important. If they're going to do it, they should also sometimes I suggest that they, look at the background, because if the background is,
Sorry, I love you.
but I mean. Because, seriously, or otherwise, I do suggest that next time they don't send it flaccid. Now, that's a really bad insult for them.
Oh no, when it's a read.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Self-exhausted. We're
Oh my
traumatizing, Crystal.
gosh. Oh. Sometimes I think, oh, this is kind of cool to live vicariously through you guys. And then I'm like, oh, thank God I'm not. Like,
And you're looking at your husband and going, God, he's lovely.
God. It's quite funny. Like I think also too, like the thing I notice, I guess for me, like the thing I notice the most that I miss having is when I want to unwind at the end of the day and I've got no one to talk to. But the dogs, I hate to say, my dogs have taken the place of a male because I'll say things to them and I go, come on, we're going to bed and off we go, and it is that. But or having your back scratched, that's the other thing. Really miss
Yeah,
someone to go,
but
hey,
you can get
scratch my
some
back.
really good back scratches now.
It's been a little automatic thing. I've always said that Sean Connery could just stand in the corner.
And
He could just
talk.
talk to me. He didn't need to touch me. He could just stand in the corner and just
And talk.
talk. That would be enough. I'd be fulfilled.
Is it bad that the last couple of meeting with people, I actually took my dog with me?
No. Was
No.
I
You're not my type, Crystal.
Oh, how did that go down?
Fine, it was. I thought, well, this is me, and I thought I'm not leaving her at home. She can
No.
come out. It's
Yeah.
like, I mean, that's who I am. I'm like, well, you two know me. I'm no different here,
No.
on
No.
air, off air. I am just
Yeah, you
me,
are.
and I've got to that point. And if you don't like it, well, move on. I think we've all spent enough of our life conforming to other people's ideas of what we should
Absolutely.
be. I mean, that's why I'm doing all sorts of weird and wonderful things now. And it just would be nice to be able to share that with someone along the way. I think I'm an okay sort of person, and there's some weirdo out there that's going to agree. And it's the same all round.
Yeah, it's quite hard. I found it quite hard when I was on there that I had to like to write a list of what you wanted or what's your wish list. And I found it a bit like a supermarket list. Like, and then I read a lot of people's, and when you read them and you go, oh, they're using AI, like to write these. And I think it even had an option that it did it for you automatically on AI on Tinder. I lasted 12 days on there before I was like, nah, can't do it. Can't do it. I can't do it. And I did go on there to stalk people, I admit it, to see who was on there and to get a bit of inside knowledge to be able to eventually do podcasts about.
It's
Is it that
funny when you
two-minute
see your
warning?
ex on there, though, your ex-husband,
Oh.
and they're living with someone else. I'm like,
Oh.
oh,
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 gosh.
yes, you
Yeah.
know who.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That needs to go on. Aren't we dating the same man in Taranaki? So
No,
that
I
would be a
just
bit of a
blocked them.
scandal. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm
Yeah,
sorry. But oh, yeah. Oh, my
no,
God. No.
but
Yeah.
there's often people put quite negative things, like I've because like I said, I've sat down with a male friend of mine and gone through, he's gone through the female ones. It's like, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this, and I'm like, yeah, and we're single because
Mine is more the fact that as soon as they start talking about what they think I look like, that's the biggest see you later bye, because I'm not interested. If they're only into that one dimension, I ain't interested at all. That or a bit needy, give me a th or they're a bit pushy. That's the other thing I've found is there's quite a few people, particularly men, sort of age between that I found 58 to 63. Bracket who that you wouldn't answer them and they'd go hi again and 10 minutes later you'd hop on just to have a quick peep or the next day you'd hop on to have a quick peep and 9 times out of 10 I'm not answering anybody but I see there's been a message and I haven't opened it and the next one I'm getting a ping because they've seen that I'm online it's hi how are you again
Well,
well you asked me that 3 days
we're looking
ago
at different age groups, though.
oh
I
yeah
was going to say, like, do you think that, because obviously, in what I do for a job, I'm seeing a lot with the younger generation that they're kind of losing the art of conversation in some ways, and
Oh,
it's a lot about like quick dopamine hits and instant gratification. Like, do you think that's kind of filtering through
maybe it is,
to
Crystal.
our age and
Yeah,
above as well?
maybe it
Like,
is.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've often said that if I could find myself some 88-year-old farmer with a heart condition, I'd be very happy.
But no
Oh.
dependence.
Yes, no dependence. Yeah, that would be great.
And
It
then
would be
you,
really
yeah.
perfect for me if I could find that. I'd be quite happy.
No.
But I'm not shallow enough to do that. I mean, I say that jokingly, but I couldn't do that. Yeah, but it's interesting.
No.
But then I look at like, well, I've got a sister who's been through like her fifth husband. She's married 5 times, and I often think, where the hell, A, where did she meet these men? And can they not see you through her? I know, and it's terrible to say that, but can they not see it? And she met the last couple through. She went and joined church and became born again. And went and joined church, and she wasn't born again. The only reason she did that was because she'd heard that there were some nice single men there, and
Oh,
so she
wow. I
started
hadn't
going.
considered church. I don't think that's my place.
Well, it's like, I don't, I
You're
no,
right there,
no.
Crystal.
I was gonna say something.
Don't stop now.
But you and I would both
Well, this is
flames
that, eh? Struck by lightning.
I reckon we could talk about this again another week too. We must do that. And maybe yeah, like
Maybe think about some
the worst Tinder
ideas.
date.
Oh, that would be the naked spa guy.
On that note, we're gonna end it today because I want to hear that next episode, Fee. We'll talk about that next time. Thank you for joining us here in Wahine Atua. It's been great having you along. Obviously, today we've talked a little bit about dating once you're over 40 or 56 and nearly 57 in my case, or not dating, as it were. And join us and thanks, Crystal. Thank you so much, Fee, for coming along. We'll
Thank
see you
you.
next week here.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.